You know, there are a lot of things that take place at Christmas which are great, are there not? Children, you're already thinking about what is going to happen in a few days' time, whether it's getting off school. Maybe adults, you're thinking about getting off work. You're thinking of that meal that might have in a few days' time, and all the other things that come along with Christmas. It's a great time. For many people, it's the best time of the year. But Christmas really is about one person in particular, isn't it? It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas is about remembering the Son of God coming into this world to become a baby and then to become a man and then to die on the cross. Christmas is about the Lord Jesus Christ. But I think if we were to have a quiz tonight about what happened 2,000 years ago there in Bethlehem, I think a lot of you would know the right answers. If I asked you what kind of things happened, you would say, oh, well, the shepherds came along and they saw Jesus. There was a star that came and hovered over where Jesus was. The wise men, they brought gifts. And you'd be able to tell me lots of things that happened. But many people stop there. Many people know what happened 2,000 years ago there in Bethlehem. But they fail to ask the question, why? Why was it that Jesus was born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem? Why was it that the Son of God came into this world? Well, there are actually several answers to that question. One of them, we thought about it last year, if you can remember back, it doesn't feel like a year has passed. And one of them was that Jesus came into this world to bear witness to the truth. I think a year before that, we thought about how Jesus came into this world to save sinners. You see, there were reasons why Jesus came into this world. It wasn't that it just happened. There were reasons why. And we're given one of them this evening. It says at the end of the passage that we've just read out, the Son of Man, that's a title for Jesus, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. One of the reasons why Jesus came into this world, while the Son of God came into this world, was to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, what does that mean? That Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. In what way are people lost? Well, that word lost is full of meaning, isn't it? I think we know what it means to be lost literally. I wonder, boys and girls, if you've ever become lost. Maybe you've gone into the supermarket with your mum or your dad, but something happens along the way and you become lost. You look up and your mum and dad aren't there anymore. You've gone into a different aisle. And you've become separated from your mum or your dad. And you've become lost. Some of the adults perhaps have got lost in other ways too. We also know what it means to be lost when something is ruined. Perhaps you've been working on something, whatever it is. And it becomes ruined and we say it's lost. You see, when we start thinking about that concept of being lost, it's full of meaning, isn't it? And Jesus came to seek and to save those that were lost. When we think about that word lost and we see it in the Bible, we're not to think of being lost literally, like we're lost in the supermarket or separated from our parents or whatever it is, or ruining something literally. When the Bible speaks about being lost, it's about being lost metaphorically. It's about being lost spiritually. We have to think about that word lost in a spiritual sense. The Bible teaches us that people are lost spiritually in a number of related ways. The Bible says that people in their natural state have wandered away from God. Just like a little child wanders away from their parents. People wander away from God. And they wander away from God into sin. The Bible likens that wandering away to us being like sheep. Perhaps you've been going down through a country lane and you've seen a sheep there that's gone out of the field. It's wandered away from the shepherds and it's lost. The Bible likens us to that sheep. The Bible says that we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Everyone to his own way. That's what it says in Isaiah 53, that we're lost in our sin. People wander away from God into sin, into all kinds of sin. This is what Zacchaeus had done. It might not have looked like he had wandered into sin. If you saw Zacchaeus, you might think he's doing very well, thank you very much. It describes him as being rich. It describes him as having a prominent job in the city of Jericho there. But Zacchaeus was lost. Not lost literally. He knew exactly where he was going. He was lost metaphorically. Zacchaeus was lost spiritually. You see, what we're told in this passage is that he was the chief tax collector. He used to collect tax for the Roman government. But that's not all that Zacchaeus would do. He would collect some for himself. So if Mr. Joe Bloggs owed £100 to the Roman government, Zacchaeus would say, "You owe 300. And he would cream off that 200 for himself and put it in his pocket and keep it for himself. You see, Zacchaeus, even though he was the chief tax collector, was lost. He was a sinner. He had wandered away from God and was lost in his sin. And that's what the Bible says about us. We are lost in sin. We may not be a chief tax collector creaming off profit for ourselves, but the Bible says that each one of us are sinners. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. We may not have sinned in the same way as Zacchaeus, but the Bible says there is no one righteous, not one. That all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That all of us are lost outside of Christ. And because of our wandering, we have become separated from God. You see, in our sin, it doesn't have no consequences. Our sin separates us from God. That's what the Bible says. When someone gets lost, they get separated from people, don't they? The little child that we thought about, he becomes separated from his parents. And the Bible tells us that we are separated from God because of our sin. We are lost in that sense. Isaiah 59 says, "But your iniquities," that's another word for sin, "your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." You see, our sins have separated us from God. It's not the case that we've wandered off from God and there's no consequence. No, the Bible tells us that our sins separate us from God and we're lost in that sense. Again, we may not have done the sins that Zacchaeus did, but each one of us would have sinned in our thought life and the things that we've said and perhaps the things that we've done. The relationship that we should have with God has been lost because of our sin. And so once we think about it, we have to say that so many people in this world are lost. They may not look like they're lost. They may tell you exactly where they're going in life. But they're lost. They're lost spiritually. Zacchaeus was lost spiritually. It looked like he had a lot going for him. On the surface, he was in the money. But Zacchaeus was lost spiritually. And perhaps people deep down, they know that. They know that they're lost. Perhaps they know that they're lost, but they don't know where to go or which way to turn. Or a lot of the time people know that they're lost, but they don't want to return to God. And so they wander further and further away from God and search out all kinds of things. It is amazing what people can plunge their lives into as they wander away from God and try to push God out of their lives. And they become further and further lost. But this passage does not stop there. It doesn't just tell us that we're lost and ask us to do something about it ourselves. This passage says that Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. Look at verse 10 in that passage. The Son of Man came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. That Son of Man there is another title for Jesus. It's mentioned in the Old Testament books of Daniel and Ezekiel. But that is one of the reasons why the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came to seek the lost. Now, is that not moving to think about the Son of God from all eternity coming into this world to seek the lost? It was not that the lost sought him, but that he came to seek the lost. Jesus took the initiative. Jesus takes the initiative. He's not waiting for you, that he comes and seeks you. You and your lostness and your sinfulness. He seeks you. Like a shepherd wandering after the sheep that has wandered away. And this is fulfilling a prophecy about the one that was to come. In the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, it says that there was one who would seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away. And so Jesus seeks the lost. But he doesn't just seek the lost, does he? It says that he seeks and he saves the lost. He saves them. People are lost in sin. They are separated from God because of their sin. But Jesus seeks them and he saves them. Jesus can bring sinners back to God. Jesus can take the one who has wandered away from him and he can reconcile him to God. Remember, I spoke about our sins separating us from God. There is a wrong relationship with many people and God. Those who are outside of Christ, the relationship is not right. It needs to be reconciled. God and man need to be reconciled together. They are at enmity with one another. That's what the Bible says. But Jesus comes to bring the reconciliation. When we think about the cradle of Jesus coming into this world and being born, we have to immediately think of the cross, don't we? 30 or so years later, Jesus hung on a cross to die. Why was that? The Bible tells us that by him he was reconciling all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. You see, the first step in coming to reconcile God to man was that the Son of God was born in this world. Jesus was born. 33 years later, he would die on a cross. And all he was doing was reconciling the world to himself. He was bringing those who were lost and he was making them found. Those who were sinners separated from God, he was bringing the reconciliation to God. It is through the cross that ruined sinners, people like Zacchaeus, people like you and me, are restored. God and sinners are reconciled through Jesus. We're going to sing in a moment the carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And in that carol we sing this: Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild. What is the next part? God and sinners reconciled. This is what Christmas is about. It is about remembering Jesus, the Son of God, who came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. Man is lost in sin, but Jesus came to reconcile them, ultimately through the cross that he would die on, bringing God to man, reconciling them together. Those who were at enmity with one another, he now brings peace through the blood that was shed on the cross. You see, this is what Christmas is about. And in the midst of all the good things that are happening, don't forget Jesus. Think about him often. Think about the different dimensions of the salvation that he has brought. He is God the Son, who came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. Well, let us sing.